We're here because you're here. Shopping locally and listening locally. On your radio, smartphone, computer, and tablet. Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo. WRDN, Durand, Kellogg, Stockholm. And 107.3 FM. Translator, W297CH, Durand.
This is a special report from ABC News. Trump found guilty. I'm Sherry Preston. Now that Donald Trump has become the first president ever convicted of a felony, in this case, 34 felonies, what does the prosecution's star witness have to say? Michael Cohen on Good Morning America telling ABC News he is relieved it's over.
I really didn't have a single moment that was tougher than the 21 hours that they had me on the stand, whether it was on direct or on cross-examination. The whole thing was very tough. It's emotionally draining because you have to be perfect.
Sentencing is set for July 11th. Some wondering if Donald Trump could end up behind bars.
The sentencing guidelines could theoretically have someone convicted of these crimes in prison for up to 4 years, but no one expects Trump to spend any time in jail over this. That sentencing, of course, is next month.
ABC's Josh Einiger at Trump Tower, where the former president will hold a news conference this morning with reporters. This is ABC News. Guilty in Idaho, Chad Daybell, convicted of killing his first wife and the children of his now current wife, Lori Vallow. She was convicted last year and is already serving a life sentence. More eruptions in Iceland from a volcano sending lava 150 feet into the air. Here's ABC's Marcus Moore nearby.
Just an hour's drive from Reykjavik, fountains of lava from a volcano once again threatening to overtake an entire town. Wednesday marked the volcano's fifth eruption since December, sending fountains of molten rock skyward, threatening to breach barriers built to protect the town of Grindavik. Tourists at the Blue Lagoon, one of Iceland's biggest attractions, forced to evacuate. Most of Grindavik's 4,000 residents were permanently evacuated back in November. Seismic activity opening huge cracks in roads and homes.
And new worries about whooping cough. Nearly 5,000 cases have been reported nationwide so far this year, nearly triple last year's numbers. Doctors urging families get their kids vaccinated. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go. Shortness of breath, fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Family Talk with Straight Talk.
You give and you give. It's time to get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data, and you get to choose who joins your family plan starting as low as $25 a line.
Does it have to be family?
It can be family or people you like.
Get more lines and more savings. Switch to Straight Talk for family plans starting as low as $25 a line per month for 4 lines. Find us at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Taxes and fees apply.
Your Touchstone Energy Cooperative knows safety is the backbone of reliability. From the ongoing training of our line workers to classroom safety programs for our kids, our commitment to electrical safety has always been job one. So we can deliver reliable energy and peace of mind. That's why safety runs through everything we do.
Riverland Energy, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Mostly cloudy today with scattered showers and thunderstorms likely, especially this afternoon. Our high 73, wind will be southwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, scattered thunderstorms 58. Tomorrow, clouds, a lingering shower in the morning, then sunny in the afternoon. Our high tomorrow, 78. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help with your IRS problems. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
Now, this news update from Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Aylin. A Madison man faces charges after some alleged extremely reckless driving. Columbia County deputies say they spotted the 37-year-old man Thursday morning speeding through the town of Otsego. When police tried to arrest him, he allegedly sped off, reaching speeds of 128 miles per hour. Wisconsin's Adjutant General of the Wisconsin National Guard has resigned. Major General Paul W. Knapp was appointed to that position by Governor Evers in 2020. Knapp's resignation will take effect June 6th. Brigadier General David W. May will serve in the position in the interim. And a theater inside of Frank Lloyd Wright's Taliesin House is once again open. The small 100-seat theater was closed 6 years ago for renovations. Those were delayed by COVID. The new additions include new LED lighting and new spaces for actors. Curators hope the changes will help keep the space open during the fall.
The Wisconsin DNR is reminding you to be careful with outdoor burning this spring. Here's Catherine Cooley.
Fire season in Wisconsin is in the spring, so that is the normal. We are about 2 weeks ahead of schedule. Greenup is progressing nicely. You know, at this point in the game, it's kind of a day-by-day situation. We want folks to be aware of the current fire danger, so know what that fire danger is before you decide to light any fires. Debris burning is the number one cause of fires in Wisconsin, so obtain proper burning permits. Follow the rules on that burn permit. You know, a lot of folks get a burn permit, then don't read it, so make sure you follow the rules on that permit. And then obviously make sure those fires are completely out. A lot of times people will think the fire is out, pour a little water on it and walk away. So it's really important to make sure that folks put a lot of water, stir, drown, make sure those embers are good and cold. And this also, you know, includes campfires as well. So even though you have it in a campfire ring on dry, windy days, those embers and sparks can escape and quickly cause a fire.
This message from the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources.
Good morning at 7:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnekins. News this hour being brought to you by Provisions Health, 3rd Avenue West, Durant. Healthcare your way. Find out more at provisions.health. Endless summer fitness and tanning with around-the-clock fitness and tanning access, Durant. Prime Realty of Durant, the area's number one home seller. Visit their website at primerealtymidwest.com. And Abyss Silo, your Coyote Tractor and Toro dealer, Durant. And Riverland Energy, your Touchstone Energy partner. An ambulance was hit by paintballs in western Wisconsin while transporting a patient between hospitals. The Menominee Fire Department says medical crews drove between Mayo Menominee and Mayo Stillwater. At some point during the drive, the ambulance was hit with blue paintballs. Now, the vehicle wasn't damaged. The fire department is asking that anyone with information to contact them. The city of Durand will continue its search for a new city administrator. The city council is holding a special meeting next Wednesday to interview the applicants for the position and narrow down the number of applicants for additional interviews. Current Administrator Scott Rasmussen is scheduled to retire on July 31st. The city of Wabasha will be having a grand opening of the new athletic complex this evening. The new complex includes baseball fields, tennis and pickleball courts, and even a hockey rink. There will be food and refreshments available, plus the St. Paul Saints will be having a game to benefit the Falcon Youth Baseball Association and the Wabasha Kellogg Summer Softball Association. The grand opening is from 4 to 7 p.m. this evening. Kadot is looking to maybe sell its power grid. The village board will be voting Monday on whether to sell the city's electric network to Chippewa Valley Electric Cooperative. This is not the first time that Kadot has talked about selling its grid. Co-op leaders say if Kadot hangs onto its power lines and power poles, people in the village could see their power bills jump by 40%. Almost all of that would go to cover the cost of maintaining the grid. Co-op leaders also say doing nothing isn't an option because parts of Kadot's grid are so old, they're dangerous. Things are not yet back to normal at Ascension in Wisconsin. That hospital suffered a ransomware attack on May 8th and has been locked out of parts of its network ever since. Ascension says doctors and nurses at its 140 hospitals and clinics have been affected. The hospital even called in the FBI. Ascension this week said some doctors at some hospitals have some access to their electronic medical records. The system hack has forced doctors and nurses to go back to handwritten notes, and that's caused significant delays across Ascension's entire network. You're listening to WRDN News.
There are better known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor now available at Annabus Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
It's the biggest investment you will make in your lifetime, buying a home. I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty of Durand. Buying a home is a major decision and requires careful attention to the details. When you work with a Prime Realty agent, we sit down with you and discuss all the details, from financing, escrow accounts, home inspections, and more. See the professionals at Prime Realty of Durand. We'll discuss how to get your home you want while getting the information you need. Grab the keys to your new home with Prime Realty of Durand. Visit us online at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com.
Wisconsin's bird flocks have avoided this latest round of the bird flu. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture says there hasn't been a report of the bird flu in either commercial or backyard flocks since January. That was a case in Washburn County that saw over 40,000 birds destroyed. Before that, there were two outbreaks in commercial flocks in Barron County late last year. The Department of Ag also says they have not seen any bird flu cases in people who work with dairy cows in the state. The department says it is monitoring the situation. Turtles are about to start looking for nesting spots in Wisconsin and may be more common in unusual areas. The Department of Natural Resources says all 11 species native to the state will be coming out of their habitats soon. They sometimes choose to nest in yards and roadways, which adds a risk of the turtles being run over by cars. The DNR says moving turtles that aren't aggressive by both sides of their shell is the safest, while more aggressive species like snapping turtles should only be held by the back of their shell. Wisconsin is jumping into the venture capital game. Governor Evers announced the creation of a $100 million Wisconsin investment fund. Half the money is coming from the state, while the other half is coming from private investors. Five firms will help manage the money, and about half of the investments are earmarked for biohealth startups and entrepreneurs. Wisconsin EDC Director Missy Hughes says the idea is to help companies grow in Wisconsin, thrive in Wisconsin, and ultimately stay in Wisconsin. Delta workers at the Minneapolis-St. Paul International Airport are on the verge of forming a union for the first time, with ramp and cargo agents leading the charge. Despite Delta's efforts to thwart the unionization, workers are determined to push through. The agents, who have attempted to unionize three times since the Delta-Northwest merger in 2008, are now collaborating with other unions for support. The groups hope to trigger a vote for unionization by September and secure a contract within 6 months. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz is calling for the resignation of Minnesota State Senator Nicole Mitchell. Leaders of the DFL are also looking for the Woodbury lawmaker to step down. The move comes after Mitchell was formally charged with burglary for allegedly breaking into her stepmother's Detroit Lakes home late last month. A few days later, Republican members of the state Senate filed an ethics complaint against Mitchell. Shortly after the legislator was removed from committees and caucus meetings, Mitchell's next court date is set for June 10th. You're listening to WRDN News.
Get fit and look your best at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness in Durand. There's no excuses to looking and feeling great. Work out anytime and now tan anytime. Endless Summer offers 24/7 tanning access. And you'll save when you sign up for a tanning and fitness bundle package. Visit Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness for more information. Look and feel your best at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness with around-the-clock fitness and tanning access in downtown Durand. Like them on Facebook at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness.
What is your greatest asset? A house? Your portfolio? What about your health? Your health is the most precious commodity you have. I'm Nikki Gillis, nurse practitioner from Provisions Health. Let Provisions Health protect that commodity with affordable health care and testing services for individuals, families, and businesses across western Wisconsin. When you visit provisions.health, you will find information on health services and upfront pricing so that there are no surprises. Providing affordable health care and testing solutions for western Wisconsin. Provisions Health, 3rd Avenue West, across from Security Financial Bank, Durand.
The Minnesota Department of Natural Resources wants to know how Minnesotans like to cook their fish. The agency is asking Minnesotans to submit their favorite fish recipes through their Wild Minnesota Recipe Exchange webpage. Recipes submitted may be featured on DNR's social media platforms during the summer. Deadline for submitting recipes, June 30th. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
Medicare loses $60 billion annually to fraud. June 3rd through the 9th is Medicare Fraud Prevention Week, focusing on the actions everyone can take to prevent Medicare fraud, errors, and abuse. Learn how to protect yourself and your loved ones by liking and following Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol on Facebook. Then visit our website, smpwi.org. For information and advice, remember, Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol.
For five generations, starting in 1883, Goodrich Funeral Home has been serving families in the area. The staff members of Goodrich Funeral Home will guide your family in creating a meaningful ceremony to honor the life and memory of a loved one. A ceremony can be anything you wish it to be, simple or elaborate, traditional or unique. No matter how it's tailored, such a ceremony is an important step in recovering from loss. Goodrich Funeral Home, our family serving your family for years to come.
The Minnesota Timberwolves season has come to an end. Minnesota dropped Game 5 of the Western Conference Finals 124-103 against Dallas at the Target Center. The Wolves trailed by as many as 36 in the losing effort. Anthony Edwards and Karl-Anthony Towns both finished with 28 points. Minnesota loses the series 4-1. The Minnesota Twins overcome an early four-run deficit during a 7-6 win over Kansas City at Target Field. Ryan Jeffers hit a pair of home runs to bring the Twins within a run into the bottom of the sixth. Max Kepler tied the game with a single. Carlos Correa gave Minnesota the lead with a three-run triple. Caleb Thielbar earned his second win in relief. Now Minnesota will send Pablo Lopez to the mound against Houston tonight. The Minnesota Lynx are back in action when they host the Phoenix Mercury at the Target Center tonight. The Lynx just lost to the Las Vegas Aces 80-66. Minnesota's off to a 4-2 start on the season. Tonight's game starts at 8:30. High school baseball from yesterday on our Durand Fresh Market scoreboard. Durand Fresh Market, your hometown grocery store. In the baseball regionals, Eau Claire North defeated Eau Claire Memorial 6-4. River Falls over Chippewa Falls 7-0. It was Hudson winning over D.C. Everest 10-0. And Oliva Strum, they defeat Bangor 3-2. High school softball from sectional finals yesterday. New Richmond, they defeat Chippewa Falls 1-0. Prescott wins over Spooner 2-1. It was Fall Creek defeating Grantsburg 1-0. Auburndale, they defeat Oliva Strum 2-0. You can follow the Durand Fresh Market scoreboard on our website at realcountry1430.com/sports.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Gary Sanchez clubbed a 2-run homer in the 8th to break a 4-4 tie and give the Brewers a 6-4 win over the Cubs at AmFam Field. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Brewers took 3-4 in the series, sending Chicago to its 7th loss in the last 8 games. Brewers manager Pat Murphy on Sanchez.
You know, he didn't get to play a lot in the first 20 games, but since then, he's gotten fairly regular action, and he's proven time and time again that he's very, very capable against lefties for sure, but also he's capable, as he proved today, against righties and can hit in the clutch. He gives you a great at bat. Like the guy, yeah, he's going to have some strikeouts, but the guy's dangerous and everybody in the league knows it.
Cubs fell a game below 500 for the first time since the end of March. The Brewers have a 5.5 game edge on Chicago atop the National League Central. The Dallas Mavericks wrapped up the NBA's Western Conference Finals with a 124-103 victory over the Minnesota Timberwolves. winning that series 4-1. Luka Doncic had 34 to lead the Mavericks, who will square off in the NBA Finals against Boston. NHL, Florida beat the New York Rangers 3-2 in Madison Square Garden last night. Panthers take a 3-2 series lead. The Packers wrap up a second week of OTA workouts today in Green Bay. Josh Jacobs excited to be in Title Town. As a Raider, he accomplished a lot of individual accolades. As a Packer, he wants to win it all.
In the top three in almost every category since I've been there, it doesn't really mean nothing because we didn't win, you know. So being able to leave a legacy is something that I think about now, you know, being older and, you know, playing football and obviously trying to get a ring is the only thing that's really on my mind.
Wisconsin football fans will see their Badgers play a pair of home games on Fridays this season. The opener against Western Michigan August 30th will air on FS1 at 8 p.m. The Badgers will also square off against Minnesota on Black Friday, November 29th. CBS will air that contest and kick off at 11 a.m. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-230-2777. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-230-2777. That's 800-230-2777. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. 800-230-2777.
Forecast for today, we'll have plenty of clouds, showers and thunderstorms expected. We'll have highs mid-70s, south winds at 5 to 10, rain chance at 70%. Tonight, 80% chance of showers and storms, lows upper 50s. For Saturday, 40% chance of showers and storms, highs mid-70s. Currently across the region, we do have some showers and storms moving through. Here at WRDN, we have that rain and 63 with Alan Jackson and Chasing That Neon Rainbow.
My daddy won a radio. He tuned it to a country show. I was rocking in the cradle to the crying of a steel guitar. Mama used to sing to me. She taught me that sweet harmony. Now she worries cause she never thought I'd ever really take it this far. Singing in the bars and chasing that neon rainbow. Living that honky-tonk dream. Cause all I've ever wanted is to pick his guitar and sing. Just trying to be somebody. Just wanna be heard and sing. I'm chasing that neon rainbow. Living that honky-tonk dream. An atlas and a coffee cup. Five pickers and an old Dodge truck. Heading down to Houston for a show on Saturday night. Well, this overhead is killing me. Half the time I sing for free. When the crowd's into it, Lord, it makes this thing I'm doing seem right. Standing in the spotlight, chasing that neon rainbow. I'm living that honky-tonk dream. Cause all I've ever wanted is to pick his guitar and sing. Just trying to be somebody. Just want to be heard and sing. I'm chasing that neon rainbow. Living that honky-tonk dream. Daddy's got a radio. He won it 30 years ago. He said, son, I just know we're gonna hear you singing on it someday. Well, I made it up to Music Row. Lord, it don't the wheels turn slow. Still, I wouldn't trade a minute. I wouldn't have it any other way.
Just show me to the stage, I'm chasing that neon rainbow. I'm a living that honky-tonk dream, 'cause all I've ever wanted is to pick this guitar and sing. Just trying to be somebody, just want to be heard and seen. I'm chasing that neon rainbow, living that honky-tonk dream. Oh, I'm chasing that neon rainbow, living that honky-tonk dream.
Way back on the radio dial, the fire got lit inside a bright-eyed child. Every note just wrapped around a soul, from steel guitars to Memphis, all the way to rock and roll.
Country, 1430 AM at 107.3 FM, WRDN.
I leave my man.
Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN. Parker McCollum and Burn It Down, 732. I'm Brian Winnikins, and good morning. Happy Friday, and next hour we'll have birthdays, anniversaries. If you have a birthday or anniversary you'd like us to announce, give us a call, 715-672-8989. You can also visit us on our Facebook page at WRDN 1430 AM Stereo and 107.3 FM, and send us a message that way. This morning, we will tell you about a bird watcher who saved a man. We'll tell you about that. There's been a fleet of balloons set off by North Korea. I'll tell you where the balloons are going to. I don't think they are just your basic helium balloons. We'll tell you about that here coming up this morning. We are at the end of May. Can you believe it already? June 1st is tomorrow, as June Dairy Month kicks off tomorrow. And for June Dairy Month, in conjunction with the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin, we are going to be highlighting the dairy farm families, our host families, for our dairy breakfasts here in Western Wisconsin. And so next week, starting on Monday, during the 9 o'clock hour, we'll kick off our spotlight of our dairy farm families with the Kohler family. They are the host of this year's Pepin County Town and Country Dairy Breakfast on Saturday, June 8th. And that's going to be starting at 6:30, as well, at the Kohler Farm on on Highway 85, just north of Durant. So we'll be talking with the Kohler family all next week during the 9 o'clock hour about some of the things they a little bit about the farm and some of the things that they do on the farm as well. And so we'll be featuring that. And again, that's in conjunction with Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. Well, I hope you enjoyed the sunshine yesterday, because we're going to see a lot of rain today. We got that forecast here coming up.
NTEC is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTEC grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Water World, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
It's just around the corner, the 61st Annual Durand Fun Fest, June 7th through the 9th at Memorial Park. The Fun Fest Medallion Hunt starts June 3rd. Chicken dinners will be served Saturday and Sunday to support Faith Lutheran Church. Music with the Big D's on Friday, the Dweebs Saturday night. The Classic Car Show in Broadfeet is Friday from 5 till 7. Badgerland Midway Rides are back, and the Grand Parade is Sunday at 2. Visit the Durand Improvement Group website for more information. It's the 61st Annual Durand Fun Fest, June 7th through the 9th at Memorial Park, Durand.
In honor of those who made the ultimate sacrifice in the defense of our nation, and for those who are currently deployed on the front lines around the world to ensure the freedoms we enjoy, let us join together as one community, one nation, with one voice, and salute our troops. This message is courtesy of River City Ready Mix, 2845 Hemstock Street, La Crosse. They're working to keep our community moving in a positive direction. That's River City Ready Mix, Hemstock Street, La Crosse.
Forecast for today, we'll have plenty of clouds, 70% chance of showers and storms throughout the day today. We'll have highs mid-70s, south winds at 5 to 10. Tonight, 80% chance of a shower or storm, lows upper 50s. Tomorrow, 40% chance of showers and storms. We'll have highs in the mid-70s. We do have some areas of showers across the region this morning. Mondovi, 62. Pepin, 61. Wabasha, Nelson at 60. Ogallee, Plum City, and Lake City at 59. Here at WRDN, we do have some light rain, 59, with Lady A, and I run to you at 7:36.
I run from hate. I run from prejudice, I run from pessimists, but I run too late.
I run my life, or is it running me, run from my past? I run too fast, or too slow it seems. When lies become the truth, that's when
there, but I think I might be holding heaven in mind. station so good, you'll want to set two presets.
Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Darling, I've been standing here just watching you all night. And I think I've even caught you watching me a couple times. If I don't ask, I'll never know. This may sound dumb, but here we go. Do you believe in love at first sight? Me neither. I'm glad that we agree, believe me. That's a big relief. Well, this place is awful crowded and this music is so loud. Would you like to go and grab a bite to eat? Me neither. It's nice to finally meet a girl who doesn't move too fast. I was only checking, that's the reason that I asked. Relationships need time to grow. You and I should take this slow. Darling, tell me, would you like to dance? Me neither. I was just being polite, thank goodness. My feet are much too tired, I'm sure you're tired too. I can see an empty booth. Would you like to maybe sit and talk a while? Me neither. We'd never get along, I'm thinking. There's no chemistry at all, this has been a waste of time. And I'm running out of lines, don't you think it's time for me to end this song? Me neither.
Song and get my groove on, pour something strong down in my drink.
'Cause I don't need too much of nothing. I just wanna sing a little chill song, get my groove on, pour something strong down in my drink. Well, I know that I don't need a whole lot of anything. I just want a little bit of everything.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRD and Keith Urban, Little Bit of Everything, 749. I'm Brian Winnekins. Good morning. This reminder, there'll be the big grand opening celebration at the Wabasha Athletic Complex today. Things get underway at 4 o'clock today. Not only will there be doing some youth softball games, but even the St. Paul Saints will be there to do a special type of inter-squad game to help out the Falcon Youth softball program. And you'll be able to see the new softball fields, baseball fields. There's pickleball courts, tennis courts, also ice rink as well. It's pretty neat. That's going to be getting underway today in Wabasha starting at 4 o'clock. Let's hope the rain holds off for all of that today. North Korea has sent a fleet of balloons into South Korea. Are they spying on them? Nope. Apparently, the balloons are carrying trash. Seriously? On Wednesday, multiple sources reported balloons scattering garbage, waste paper, and more into South Korea. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un's sister released a statement about the situation, claiming South Korean officials have urged the North to stop sending the balloons immediately, calling it a clear violation of national law. So far, the South Korean military has reportedly found 260 balloons across the country. Really? So that's the new thing, huh? Send your adversary balloons full of trash. Can't we all just get along?
Folding a fitted sheet, programming the thermostat, matching your socks. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your home doesn't have to be one of them. So you can get back to more important things, like finding that missing sock. That's simple human sense.
Your hometown auto owner's insurance agents working for you. The Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, downtown Durand.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at numbersrus.com.
At Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your farm, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
Services as unique as the life lived. That's the goal of the Chent Fitzsmith Funeral Home of Mondovi. Those services begin with the decisions you make now, taking the pressure and stress away from those closest to you by pre-planning with the pre-planning specialists at Chent Fitzsmith. You can even prepay and take that financial burden away too. Go to chentfit-smith.com and get your questions answered about pre-planning or to schedule your personal appointment today. They do so much more. Call or visit them today in Mondovi, Chent Fitzsmith Funeral Home, for services as unique as the life lived.
We could try to explain what it feels like to get your work done on a John Deere. The way a Z-Track mower finishes in half the time you thought it would. Or how much easier it is to move mountains of soil with the 1 Series tractor. We could even go into detail about how it feels to tow up to 4,000 pounds behind a Gator XUV. But if you really want to know what it's like to run with us, you just have to get in the seat. Learn more at johndeere.com/get in the seat or visit a dealer near you.
She posted about us just now.
Celebrities can't get enough of Bianna's bespoke skincare line.
She has 147 million followers. How do we monetize?
She needs a social media associate to help her with the hype.
We should repost this. Do we need a hashtag?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
It's gonna be funky.
How come all the pretty girls like you are taken, baby? I've been looking for someone like you to save me. Life's too easy to be so damn complicated. Take your time and I'll be waiting. Keep me in mind. Somewhere down the road you might get lonely. Keep me in mind. And I pray someday that you will love me only. Think about you some days and the way I would lay wasting day after day with you. We always go our separate ways, but no one can love you, baby, the way I do. Keep me in mind. Somewhere down the road you might get lonely. Keep me in mind. And I pray someday that you will love me only. Well, the world can be real tough. Find shelter in me. If there's no one else to love, keep me in mind. If ever you wanted me, I'll be your man. I'd be a fool to let you go with someone else. Whatever you want from me, I'll be your man. I'd give it all up just to have you for myself. Keep me in mind. Somewhere down the road you might get lonely. Keep me in mind. And I pray someday that you will love me only. Well, the world can be real tough. Won't you hold on to me? When there's no one else to love, keep me in mind.
Keep me in mind.
And I'll hold you, darling.
Keep me in mind.
I'll be your man.
Keep me in mind.
I'll hold you, darling.
Keep me in mind.
Come on, little mama.
Cries out from her baby bed. Brother runs in, feathers on his head. Mama's in her room, learning how to sew. Daddy's drinking beer, listening to the radio. Hank Williams sings Elijah and Dear John. And time marches on, time marches on. Sister's using rouge and clear complexion soap. Brother's wearing beads and he smokes a lot of dope. Mama is depressed,
barely makes a sound. Daddy's got a girlfriend in another town. Bob Dylan sings like a rolling stone. And time marches on. Time marches on. The South moves north, the North moves south. A star is born, a star burns out. The only thing that stays the same is everything changes, everything changes. Sister calls herself a sexy grandma. Brother's on a diet for high cholesterol. Mama's out of touch with reality. Daddy's in the ground beneath the maple tree. As the angels sing an old Hank Williams song. Time marches on.